Derek isn't the only one to experience acquired savant syndrome through some sort of head injury. Tony Cesario, a New York doctor, also unlocked a hidden musical talent after an accident. Who is Tony Cesario? Tony Cesario is a New York doctor. Did he also have an accident? Yes, he also had an accident. Did he also unlock a hidden talent? Yes, he also unlocked a hidden talent. He taught himself to play piano and write music after being struck by lightning while talking on the phone. Who taught Tony to play piano? He taught himself to play piano. When did he teach himself to play piano? He taught himself to play piano after being struck by lightning. Orlando Sorrell was hit in the head with a baseball bat. Afterwards, he suddenly found himself with the ability to instantly name the day of the week for any date in history. What new ability did Orlando find? Orlando suddenly found himself with the ability to instantly name the day of the week for any date in history. Alonzo Clemens suffered a bad fall at a young age and acquired the ability to sculpt animals with a high degree of precision. What new ability did Alonzo acquire? Alonzo acquired the ability to sculpt animals with a high degree of precision. So clearly, the head injury is causing something mysterious to happen within the brain. How this is leading to the sudden development of these amazing abilities is still unknown. Daniel Treffert is a retired professor and an expert on acquired savant syndrome. Who is Daniel Treffert? Daryl Treffert is a retired professor and an expert on acquired savant syndrome. Treffert has studied Derek Amato and 30 other cases where people gained amazing abilities after head trauma. How many cases of amazing abilities after head trauma has he studied? He has studied 30 other cases of amazing abilities after head trauma. In most of these cases, Treffert reports some kind of damage to the left side of the brain. This causes the right side of the brain to compensate. The right side of the brain is associated with creativity and intuition. What is the right side of the brain associated with? The right side of the brain is associated with creativity and intuition. Treffert's subjects saw increases in mathematical skills, artistic skills, musical skills, and/or photographic memory. But might there be more hidden abilities waiting to be unlocked? What kind of increases did Treffert's subjects see? Treffert's subjects saw increases in mathematical skills, artistic skills, musical skills, and/or photographic memory. Howard Gardner's theory of multiple intelligences is a window into what type of abilities may be possible. He has identified 9 different types of intelligences that each human possesses to a certain degree. How many different types of intelligences has he identified? He has identified 9 different types of intelligences. These are spatial, musical, interpersonal, intrapersonal, logical, linguistic, kinesthetic, naturalist, and existential. Derek Amato's extraordinary musical ability, for example, shows a high level of musical intelligence. What kind of intelligence does Derek's ability show? Derek's ability shows a high level of musical intelligence. Are you musically intelligent? Kim Peek's rare ability to calculate numbers would place him in the logical category of intelligence. What kind of intelligence does Kim's ability show? Kim's ability shows a logical intelligence. while Alonzo Clemens' ability to sculpt animals would be an example of spatial intelligence. What kind of intelligence does Alonzo's ability show? Alonzo's ability shows spatial intelligence. Are you spatially intelligent? Did Derek Amato always have those musical talents hidden deep inside him, just waiting to come out? Or was it just the result of a freak accident? Some say that it's impossible for him to instantly have the talent to play over 8 instruments. He must have had those talents deep inside him for years. What do you think? Did he have those talents deep inside him all his life? If this is true, then how many other talents and abilities do we carry within us? What are we potentially capable of doing? They say we only understand about 10% of how the brain actually functions, and it makes you wonder what might be possible if scientists can discover how to unlock these potentials. What percentage of how the brain actually functions do we understand? They say we only understand about 10% of how the brain actually functions. Imagine scientists figuring out how to boost one's interpersonal intelligence. Such a procedure could help people suffering from poor communication skills. What kind of person could be helped by boosting interpersonal intelligence? People suffering from poor communication skills could be helped by boosting interpersonal intelligence. Or how about figuring out how to unleash naturalist intelligence? This could allow people to deeply understand how to live in harmony with the environment. Could naturalist intelligence help us understand how to live in harmony with the environment? Yes, naturalist intelligence could help us live in harmony with the environment. What kind of intelligence would you like to boost? Being able to unlock hidden abilities seems to hold great potential, not just for individuals, but also for society. Do you think that unlocking hidden abilities could benefit society? Could this lead to a social transformation as wonderful as that of the caterpillar to butterfly? Or might there be unforeseen dangers in releasing these powerful abilities? If you could release an extraordinary ability hidden within your mind, what would it be? And how would it change your reality? Would it transform it for the better? Or would it simply make things different?